Galatians chapter 2, please. Galatians chapter 2, and we want to read verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of or in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I want to read the end of the verse again. The Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, we're going to beg your indulgence to read it again. The Son of God, the Savior, who loved me, the sinner, gave himself, the sacrifice, for me, salvation. The Son of God, the Savior, loved me, the sinner, gave himself, the sacrifice, for me. For me, salvation. Now, we could just close the meeting and go home, but we'll look at this for a few minutes. Before we do, there was an awful thing happened just a few weeks ago in Ireland. A family came down to the waterside, and they came onto the slipway for the boats. They parked their vehicle and they watched for a little time the yachts and the speedboats and things, and it was a beautiful day. And they sat. And then the father, he decided, well, we've sat long enough. It's time we'll go home. And he started to turn his vehicle. And just like the slope in this desk, as he began to turn the vehicle, there was algae and moss and stuff, and the vehicle just started to slide. And it slid into the water. And the current took that vehicle out into the tide. In the vehicle, there was a panic. The electricity, it wouldn't work. The windows wouldn't go down. The doors wouldn't open. And the father tried to break a window. Eventually, he got out. But the car was beginning to fill with water. Three children, a baby and a mother-in-law. And the father was doing his best to try to save them. There was a person just happened to be going past, and he saw the difficulty. He was an older gentleman, and he called to a young man, and he said to him, "Can you swim?" And the young man said, "Yes." He says, "Look, the vehicle, they're in trouble. Go out and help them." So the young man, he threw off his clothing down to his shorts, and he began to swim out. And when he got to the vehicle, the father was in great distress. And he grabbed a little baby. And he said, "Save my baby." And the man, he held the baby and he tried to help another child about 12 years old, a boy about 12. But his foot got stuck in the vehicle, so he had to leave him. And he held the little baby and he swam backwards to the shore. By the time he got to the shore, he was so exhausted he just lay with his arms open, the blood running out of his body. He eventually ended up in hospital, ended up in crutches, but he saved a little baby. The father got back into the vehicle to try and free the son, and then the vehicle went down. And five of a family all went out into eternity. It wasn't planned. No one thought on the day, that beautiful day, that it would happen. But they're all gone. Now, so you've heard about eternity. Where are you going? To be forever. The Son of God, the Savior. Blessed be God, he spared not his own son, but he delivered him up for us all. The Son of God, the creator of heaven and earth. The Son of God, the one with almighty power. The Son of God who is eternal and was with the Father from everlasting and will be there for everlasting. The one who was God, the one who came into the world to save sinners. This is the one we're pointing you to tonight. The Son of God. The Savior is a person. The Savior is a blessed person. The Son of God is the only person who can save you. Quoted already by our brother, neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I say to you tonight, as you listen to my voice, you're just like that family. You're in danger, my friend. Danger of dying in your sins and going down to hell for all eternity. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But here we have a Savior, one who is willing and one who is able and one who is mighty to save. The Savior, the Son of God. He loved me, the sinner. Imagine, you know, it has been said about Paul, not even his mother could love him. A man who persecuted the Christians, who healed men and women and threw them into prison. A man who gave his vote when Stephen was put to death. A man who abused cruelly and wickedly the people of God. I want to tell you, the very man that he hated was the one who loved him. The very Christ whose name he sought to wipe off the face of earth is the one who loved him. So tonight in the meeting, you may be like that boy that our brother Murray reminded us of or told us about. That little boy who didn't know his parents, who didn't know where his next meal was coming from. You may be someone in this meeting and you don't know if anybody loves you. I want to tell you this, my friend. The Son of God loves you. How do we know? We looked at Calvary. We'll see that in a minute. We've been there already today. Calvary, bless Calvary, where Jesus died for me. The place where the Son of God came to. The purpose he came was to save sinners. The price that he paid was his own precious blood. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But before he could do that, so he must go to the cross. Calvary must take place. And so we see the Son of God love me, the sinner, the fallen sinner, the one who had rebelled against God, the foolish sinner, the one who has gone on down the broad and crowded way, far from heaven and near to hell, the fearful sinner. No, sinners have every right to be afraid. For they have an angry God above them. Mind your soul, God is angry with the wicked every day. And he's angry with you. And he hates your sin. And he'll punish you for your sin. A guilty conscience within them. You have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. And the burning hell beneath them. Sinners have every right to be afraid. The Son of God who loved me. Thank God it didn't just stop there. But he gave himself. And so for you tonight in the meeting, boys at the front, girls at the back, anyone here who's not saved, I want to point you again to the place called Calvary. I want to take you beneath the shades of the cross. I want you to see there's soul one who died at the cross. I want you to see the purpose for the cross. Why did Calvary take place? Why did the Son of God give himself? Why did he offer himself a sacrifice? What was it all about, my friend? It was all about sin. You see, sin's the greatest barrier to heaven. Heaven is a holy place, closed are its gates to sin. Naught that defileth shall ever enter in. Your sin will damn your soul. That thing that you love, that thing that you revel in, that thing that you practice, that thing that you desire, that thing that you go after, that thing that draws your soul, that thing that's part of your very nature, part of your very being, it'll land you in this place called hell and the lake of fire. And God is angry with their sin. But we read in the Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so into the world he came, and he made his way to the cross. And there upon that cross of shame, the Lord Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes were healed. There upon the cross something happened between God and his Son. And the Father who had sent him, the God who loved the world and who gave him, that God, he punished his Son on behalf of sin. He became the sin bearer. And there on the tree, something took place. So he bore our sin in his own body on the tree. Christ died for our sins. The Lord Jesus was made sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, soul, I look at the cross, and I see in golden letters, God is love. And I see the Son of God dying in my place. I see the substitute. I see the sinner's Savior. I see the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. I see the sacrifice that God demanded, and he put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And I look at the cross, and I was telling someone today, the night I got saved, as I was thinking about the cross, thinking about his head, his hands, his feet, thinking about the wounds of Christ and the precious blood that flowed. You know, I just asked myself the question, why was he there? As I pondered Calvary, I thought, well, he was there for me. He was there for my sins. And you know, as I thought about my sins, I thought about this place, and I thought about where my sin was taking me.
And I realized that night, if I die in my sin, I'll be in hell. So I never had a Bible. I didn't know any verses of Scripture. I didn't know how to get saved. But I knew God could hear a man pray. And I fell on my knees, as it were, beneath the cross of Jesus. As I looked at her soul, I just cried to God, and I said, God, I believe that Jesus died for me. I know I'm a sinner, but I believe that Jesus died for me, and something happened so that I can't explain, except to say this, I knew I was saved. And Calvary's brow, my Savior died. 'Twas there my Lord was crucified. 'Twas on the cross he bled for me and purchased there my pardon free. Oh, Calvary, bless Calvary, where Jesus shed his blood for me. Oh, Calvary, bless Calvary. 'Twas there my Savior died for me, the Son of God, the Savior, no other Savior. That little baby soul, the man, he swam out, he risked his life, bruised and cut and bleeding, and he held that little child above the waves, and he swam back, and he just collapsed. His wife thought he was dead. What did the little baby do to get saved? Nothing. But there was a man did it all. The night I got saved, I realized he did it all for me. Jesus did it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white as snow. Sinner in the meeting tonight, you're destined for eternity. It's heaven or hell forever. No coming back. It's a one-way ticket. Where are you going? In your sins, you'll be lost in hell. Tonight, we tell you this. There is a Savior. He's the Son of God. In all his passion and all his purity, in all his prime, he died at Calvary, offering himself a sacrifice to the eternal God. And God is satisfied with the sacrifice of Christ. And God raised him from the dead. And in heaven tonight, there's a living Savior. We're not asking you to trust the work of Christ. We're asking you to trust Christ, the man who did the work. And if you put your faith in Christ, so I tell you, you'll be saved in a moment of time. Oh, the Son of God, the Savior. He loved me, the sinner, on the way to hell and perdition and damnation, to be lost eternally. And he gave himself at Calvary to save my soul forever. And I live by the faith in the Son of God. And that's how you'll live tonight. By faith in the Son of God, who loved me, gave himself for me. Make it personal tonight, so don't look at your neighbor. Don't look at your husband or your wife or your brother. Realize this, I'm the one in danger. I'm the one who needs a Savior. I'm the one who Christ died for. And put your faith in him. You'll be saved in a moment. Let us pray.